Audio version of Michael Leitman's blog. October 14, 2023. Questions about spiritual work, 23. Question: we spoke about shame often at this convention. Why is it that after every action, be it prayer or a duty, we experience doubts and I fear whether I did the right thing or not? Answer: it is in order to move you even further in a more correct way and so that you assess yourself correctly. Therefore, this is good. Question: at the convention, at the gathering of friends, one of us started talking and began to cry, and I also unexpectedly started crying like many others. Then, when the friends were talking at the meal, there was an instant connection. I have never seen such a concentration of the opening of the heart. But it was unclear what we should do next with this opening of the heart. Answer: grab the Creator, force Him to come down to you and fill you. This is what you should do. But it will come instinctively. You will succeed. Question: how can we open our hearts to each other and the entire Congress and at the same time think about the future so that our work will benefit the next generations the way we receive benefit from those who have gone through this path before us? Answer: if we try to move forward in an ever-increasing connection between us, then undoubtedly the Creator will help us and accompany us, and so we will reach the goal. Question: there is a feeling that there is some kind of confusion in our expression of love because there are constant clarifications. Where are we wrong? How can we more accurately do what you and Rubash advise? Answer: you constantly make mistakes and stumble. At the same time, you always have to clarify what you stumbled over, where you fell, and how to get up and keep going. Keep searching. From the second part of the lesson of the International Kabbalistic Convention Opening Hearts, September 30, 2023. Lesson 2: Connecting as One Man with One Heart. When to pray in silence. Question: you said that it is beneficial to say a prayer out loud both in the ten and in person. Why is it important to pronounce? And when is it better to pray in silence? Answer: when you speak your prayer, you connect with your friends, and there is nothing closer than that. On the other hand, if you are not in connection with them, it is better not to speak aloud. That is, a person who speaks reveals his soul, so to say, and this can harm him. From the Daily Kabbalah Lesson, September 18, 2023. On the Merits of Silence. How can we help each other be in prayer? Question: I myself feel and I see on my friends that in the lesson we are being totally knocked out, especially when we read some article. If I try to connect and pray, my strength, of which there is little left anyway, is immediately taken away from me. When I try to ask not for myself, I immediately switch off and fall asleep. How can we help each other be in thoughts and in prayer? Answer: this is the correct state. Because you do not have the feelings to ask and pray for others yet. But if you constantly, despite any difficulties, ask, you will find that it is possible, and you will receive an answer. If you connect with each other and embrace each other, you will see how much a common spiritual universe opens up before you. You will not be afraid, you will not get confused about anything, and everything will be open and clear. The main thing is only to be open to each other, to open our hearts. This, of course, requires draining, but all this is close to us. From the second part of the lesson of the International Kabbalistic Convention Opening Hearts, September 30, 2023. Lesson 2: Connecting as One Man with One Heart. Everything depends on the intensity of connection. Question: how can we reach such a level of mutual guarantee that both men and women feel the power of the mutual guarantee in the group and the heart itself shows what we are ready for at the next convention? Answer: we study in the wisdom of Kabbalah that everything comes down to 10 Sefirot, 10 levels of revelation of the Creator. But since we study this in all kinds of sources, we do not talk about it much. Of course, if a person just listens to us, then it seems unconvincing to him and these are just words for him. But if we really want to experience the Sephirot, the Patsufim, and the worlds, if we want to participate in this, then we need to be connected with each other. After all, it is only through the intensity of the connection between us that we feel the upper world and begin to feel the Creator and ourselves in a state of eternity, above our world, which is the lowest of all worlds. From the Daily Kabbalah Lesson, September 29, 2023. Preparation for opening the heart at the Congress.